Next up, we have Huge Shark with Wings.
Your voice in the darkness, low and faded, breaks through the mirror somehow. And no one can see what's coming.
What are you doing here, Carly Simon? Don't you have anything better to do? I'm happy you gave us this song, Carly, but why waste it on us? And then, okay, so that's part of these pre-written notes that I had getting ready for this podcast. But the next line is, you know, why waste it on us, especially considering how it's going to get you eliminated? And that is absolutely incorrect, because it's a beautiful vocal performance and a lovely song. And I feel like it could have easily been just stolen off of a Carly Simon album, something maybe that didn't get any radio airplay, but is something that is regardless lovely and charming anyway. But also, I just did not think that it would get received quite as well as it did in this very strong set of submitted songs for this round. So, yeah, I'm happy to have been proven wrong.
I think excellent singing is always going to be a strength with Valerie from Huge Shark. And it's great that she can lean into it. I really also like the 1970s feel, and as Ryan pointed out, the Carly Simon influences. If I could sing as sweetly and as powerfully as Carly Simon, I surely would, on the regular.
Let's acknowledge right here, talent in singing like this is cheating.
Right?
It's just flat right? out not fair.
Not fair, not yeah. fair. Although, you know, to be fair, I'm sure she spent years and years and years honing her singing voice to this point. I don't think she started out this way.
Yeah, right. That's also not fair. So.
But, you know, one area that I think she could use some practice is learning to manipulate Logic or GarageBand's drums, because I think last time I complained about the rim clicks and the obvious drum and fill patterns, so I won't go too much into that, but I think she got some suggestions on the boards or on Discord for how to infuse more life into some of those Logic or GarageBand drum patterns. A couple other sort of random notes on the song. I feel like the synth woodwinds are kind of distractingly loud, and I might turn them down a notch. The piano, though, does sound glorious, and I think it really adds to that sort of 1970s feel of the song, which I'm really vibing with. I think there are areas where she can definitely improve, and if she brings up her production a few notches, I think she's going to be very tough to beat with that voice.
She needs promoting up into a different competition where all the good singers are.
Yeah. Like she and David Taro should join those folks.
Go form your own competition for the good singers. I had the same note about the drums. They didn't quite fit for me. They're a little too busy in the wrong places, and it just kind of didn't flow, really. I thought the song sounded lovely. I didn't really have a problem with the woodwind, and the piano balance sounded really nice to me. I wanted to comment on how she sang the word melody in the second chorus. I put it in my reviews, but I want to shout it out again, because she mangles the word almost into malady, and I just love it. There's something about singers mashing up words and making them sound like other words. A, that's why it's important I sit reading the lyrics, otherwise I'd have got a completely different meaning from the chorus. But I just love that. That's one of my favourite things in music, where singers just really make the word wrangle in their mouth. It just comes out sounding like a completely different word. And the absolute high point for me was that one word. I really love that word. I think it helped that it was a true story. It's based on something that's real. I suspect that weighs heavily in people's minds. Certainly it weighed in mine. It must have been a very difficult song to write and sing, given its provenance, given that it's a true story. And that pushed it up in my mind, certainly.